Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, Figgy.
Hello, guys.
Let's go ahead and get to some headlines. Figgy, were you able to watch any football games yesterday or anything from the weekend?
I was able to see, I think, the last quarter of Kansas City.
That was exciting, the block kick and everything.
Yep. What else did I see? I saw some basketball Friday, obviously.
All right.
You went to the game?
And this weekend was just a blur for me.
Did you go to the game?
No, I did not go to the game.
You said obviously. I figured.
Yeah, obviously, dude. Well, Jimmy's return, so maybe that's what you meant. That obviously she had to watch Jimmy's return.
You felt as though he was out there giving maximum effort, trying to put his team on his shoulders and
grade his performance.
Team.
Well, what grade would you give Jimmy Butler's performance?
I don't really remember.
Dan, what would you grade Jimmy Butler's performance?
I'd give him like
maybe like a B.
I'll say an 88B, something like that.
80, yeah. That's a pretty good B. That is
like a
pretty
a B,
good
B.
He had 18
B+,
points.
He did have 18 points.
He's facilitating.
I give him an 85B.
Okay.
Still a B.
He tried.
Still a B.
He tried.
He did try, but not like really try. Like I know the difference.
He didn't go full MVP or anything like that, but he tried.
Correct. He was not amicable, but somewhere along the line. Yeah. So
I give his post game comments maybe a C.
Yeah, didn't like that. Was not a fan of that with the no comment.
I was okay
thing.
With some of that. I didn't like, I love my teammates. I got problems with the organization. My teammates, some of them tapped in. I know y'all that didn't. Like, shut up, man.
What's up with that? He did. He was quoted that as saying after the game, don't think I didn't see, talking about the ones who didn't, reach in with him. And, I mean, if we had to put an investigation on, who do you think did not reach out to Jimmy Butler?
That's interesting. Because, he and Tyler Hero, they were chumming it up in the pregame.
Correct.
They were having a great time.
And Tyler were definitely chummy. So was him and Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah. He and K-Love were all over.
Kevin Love's veteran. Kevin Love kind of just seems like he's just
Kevin Love
fun.
Just keeps on putting stuff on Instagram, too, may I add?
Holy goodness.
He really...
I don't understand his rhyme or reason of Instagram, but okay.
He is a social media savant as of now, and it has been very strange, to say the least.
I mean...
He has not lost any momentum, for sure.
No, that's been interesting. But do you think Bam Adebayo? Because, I mean, we were getting some sort of quotes from various individuals a part of the Heat that would say, we had enough. Which is echoing the sentiment of Eric Spoelstra. So it's not necessarily confusing why they would say that. But it also could mean that maybe this whole Jimmy Butler thing has rubbed someone the wrong way. But I can find it hard to believe that if, for example, Josh Richardson had an issue with what Jimmy Butler was doing, it would even matter to Jimmy. So in order for him to say something like that, that to me means he is hurt by whomever did not reach out to him, which means they have to be important enough to
him. Right, because Khalil Ware probably doesn't even have Jimmy's number. He's
for
a rookie.
Sure.
He
exactly.
knows his place. He's not going to tap in and say,
Nico was close with him as well. I saw them being
joking around
as well. So.
Maybe it's Terry Rozier. Maybe, I don't know.
It could be Terry, which it could be like, Terry's kind of like, look, dude, I got here in the middle of last year. I don't know what the hell's going on. I barely saw you. You barely saw me.
That's true. They,
why would
they
I reach out?
Spent a lot of time on the court together at all because they've both been hurt.
I think the answer has to be Bam Adebayo, dude. Bam Adebayo has to be the one to not reach out because, one, he's too engulfed in his romantic relationship that is just like,
why
Jesus
do you gotta
Christ.
Keep throwing that?
Because what is the...
Do you really think he had not reached out? You're crazy.
He is captain.
Yeah, I do think so. I also think because he is captain, he is the torchbearer of this entire situation, that there's a lot of responsibility on him to be that guy who kind of like... is next in line. And Jimmy Butler
right now.
You're
saying two different things, because you say that, then you also say that he's engulfed with his relationship. Pick a side.
No,
Marcos.
I think both of those are along the reasons as to why he didn't reach out.
You could have two wives, yes, of course.
He didn't reach out because he's just too involved in his romantic relationship and can't focus on playing basketball at an appropriate rate. And also because he is a torchbearer for the Miami Heat and decides that, like, hey, right. You know what, Jimmy? What you did wasn't cool. And if I'm the next guy in line, then I have to show everyone how you do it.
You definitely could see that, where maybe Pat Riley goes to Bam and is like, hey, you're the captain of the team. You're the representation for this organization, at least on the court. And we need you to side with us, because we need to have a unified kind of front with Jimmy Butler. So maybe that was one of those things, like Bam maybe wanted to reach out. And I'm not saying he didn't, but if he maybe wanted to, but was like, all right, look, man, I got my boss breathing down my neck. I'm sorry, man. Like, we just got to, let's just keep this thing at arm's length. It's a possibility.
At first, I thought it was Tyler, but then I saw them together, and I didn't think it was Tyler out of any sort of spite. I thought it was Tyler because Tyler Hero has dealt with his own fair share of trade rumors. So I thought maybe he's like, this year it's you, last year it was me, it happens. And Tyler Hero kind of seems like the person who's kind of like too cool to respond. And again, it's not for any other reason. I'm like, I'm Tyler Hero. I'm just probably doing something cool. But no, it seems like they were cool. Yeah, you know what? Actually, how many people are in this party? Let's get more information on what's happening.
I'll try to find out.
We need an exact location. Does he have space for us to join him? but yeah, I guess if I had to put my investigator hat on, I'm going to go ahead and accuse Bam of being the one who didn't reach out. Because I don't think anybody else who didn't reach out would garner a response from Jimmy Butler. Like, I'm so sorry, Pella Larson didn't reach out.
I don't even think he gives the phone number to you until you're like second year on the team or something like
that. For sure.
That.
No, look, I'm the same way at the improv. There's people who have been there since the day they open. I will not learn their name. I refuse to learn your name until like you prove that you're going to be here for longer. And then once you've hit my point of like, all right, now I could potentially learn your name, I just push the goalpost back. I'm like, well, no, you got to be here for 5 years then. 5 years before I learn your name.
It's
funny. There's a family friend that we have that actually we're talking about it this weekend. A family friend that I've known since I was a child. And I still call her the wrong name till this very day.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
till this very day.
Do they even sound alike? Why do you say the wrong name?
Or like, I always say this person's name is Eileen, and it's not Eileen.
Oof.
Is it similar?
Yeah. Does it sound like
Eileen?
It's Amy? Is it
Amy?
Wait, no. Man, no way!
You actually don't even.
I can understand mispronouncing. I can understand mispronouncing someone's name, like slightly, like like Michaela calling a Michaeli or Michaela or something like that.
Yeah.
But, oh man! Also,
I don't know.
Other thing, getting back to Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Saying, "Oh, there's truth out there, and it's all going to become known."
Yeah.
Jimmy, we know things on you too, man. Like, you really want everything out? And it is starting to all come out where he didn't stay with the team. He travels separate from the team. There's some other things too. So, Jimmy, you might want to just say, hey, look, you know, we got some issues, because there might be some bad things the Heat are doing. There might also be some bad things that Jimmy's done in this whole situation.
I was listening to the Dwayne Wade cuts that were released last week, and we were reviewing them. And, you know, that kind of gave insight into the fact that this has been going on for quite some time. D. Wade would comment on how he would hear of certain things occurring and feel like, when the hell did this happen? You know, kind of like you had that same situation of like, if you have a sibling of some sort, or you hear about like the new generation, it's usually like, back in my day, they used to beat us in school. You know, what do you mean they get away with X, Y, and Z nowadays? I believe that's what Dwayne Wade was alluding to when saying that Jimmy Butler essentially had been doing some of the shenanigans that are coming to light now for quite some time, and they've gone undisciplined. And now that this entire situation has happened, and it kind of has awoken Pat Riley, and we're going to see the Pat Riley of old now.
Yeah, and I think Dwayne Wade has to walk that thin line, because he introduced this couple. He introduced the Heat and Heat culture to Jimmy Butler. So he can't really take too many sides because he's on one side like, Jimmy Butler's my guy, but at the same time, the Heat is my home, that's my organization, and yeah. I brought them together, so I can't start bashing either side because really they're both my people. I'm on both sides. So he said it's just a tragic situation, and it really is. It's tragic because it's been a really good run with Jimmy Butler and the Heat. It's sad that it has come to this, which seems really almost unfixable at this point because you know Jimmy's not going to budge and you know Pat Riley's not going to budge. If he didn't budge for guys like LeBron James and everybody else, it's going to be tough, man. So Dwayne Wade's stuck in a tough spot.
Doesn't seem like he's going to budge at all. It seems like, unfortunately, this is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And it is very reminiscent of another thing that unfortunately came to an abrupt end, but then not really. And that's TikTok, of course.
Ooh.
Speaking of the Gen Zers and the millennials, I wouldn't even consider this a millennial app. This is definitely a Gen Z, Gen Xer. Hmm. Guys, the biggest story, not sports related, this weekend, the death of TikTok.
Honestly, that was so annoying.
Gosh darn it, G. Williger, Batman, was it annoying. But maybe it's annoying because I personally am not one who is active on said platform.
Same.
I was going to say, are you guys on it? Like, I think I've seen, Dan post some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm active on it to a point. Like, I will post some videos, and also, if I get home at night, like, late, because I'm usually working late, and I'm, you know, I can't play loud music. I can't play that new Bad Bunny album.
Oh, Bad Bunny.
Or J Balvin. I'm going to see him at Kaseya Center.
Oh, my boy.
Look at you.
Yeah, what are you doing, Figgy? Huh? What are you up to, huh? You don't live a life like
that.
What
am I up to?
Yeah.
I don't.
You come with it? You want to roll with Figgy? I got an extra ticket. I'm buying.
Ooh, nice.
No, outside of Kaseya Center. It's too expensive inside Kaseya Center.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, he's buying, like, you know, outside. We'll go to local bars outside. Yeah.
Or actually, I'm just going to bring an ice chest in the back of my car and just have at it. Have whatever you want. No, I'll look at TikTok, and man, TikTok knows my algorithm, man. They know what I like to look at it.
Big booties. 1, 2 o'clock. Big old booties.
A lot of dancing on the TikTok platform.
There was. Okay, so TikTok
Daniel.
To me.
I'm just saying, a lot of dancing.
A lot of dancing. Dancing booties.
I'm not judging. It's so bad that I don't use this app. Yeah. I don't even have an algorithm. It's just people that... follow me. That's
for
it.
For sure.
You could really do Instagram. Instagram's kind of the same thing.
That's the thing that, like, I don't understand. Like, I saw people posting, like, you know, this was one of my favorite TikToks, or this one. Like, for example, when Vine ended, it kind of...
I liked Vine.
Vine, though, was, like, at the... a pivotal point in internet comedy, right? Because when the internet first started, I feel like... And not first started, I'm talking about like back then. I mean, when like the social internet.
We got it.
Computers in your home first started. I'm not going to lie to you. It was like, yo, watch this guy get his brain blown out. And it was crazy. There was no like monitoring. It was the wildest things that I think back of, like what I was seeing at a 6th or 7th grade. Like, why am I watching these crazy things on the internet? And then it began to go a little bit more like YouTube. The development of YouTube came out and people are starting to use websites. You can do blogs now. Then the idea of social media came out. MySpace.
I feel like you skipped out on a big one. Wasn't MySpace in middle school? No, wait. It was high school?
I mean, for us, yes. Originally, that was only allowed for college kids.
I think it was like sixth grade.
Yeah, it was like 6th, 7th, 8th. It was around that time of like, all right, you know, YouTube, MySpace, the internet's getting a little bit safer for the preteen, if you will. Then... as things begin to move forward, the development of Facebook, and we're finally understanding how this whole internet thing can connect everyone. But then the idea of a content creator or someone who actually makes videos to make you laugh kind of really didn't develop until Vine, to be honest. There was just a group of people who would, like, you would see them constantly in these 7-second clips and be like, I recognize him from that other 7-second clip. People like King Batch or, like, you know, whomever you followed from Vine that has made their way over. But to me, when that went away, that kind of felt like, oh, Vine was different. You know, something that was different, something I couldn't get anywhere else, and now it's gone. Right. TikTok.
I think you still can't get that.
Exactly.
It's a different breed.
It's been yet to be replaced, that short form content. Yes, we have YouTube Shorts. Yes, we have Instagram Reels. But it kind of seemed like we were missing the idea of this at-home accessibility. When we got to TikTok, everyone was like, I'm weird, and now these people are weird. Let's be weird together. That's kind of what I got. And also people like dancing. I don't know why people really just gravitated towards that dancing thing. But now that TikTok's gone, I saw people posting as if it was a person who died. I saw like RIP right. posts.
That was crazy. Like,
TikTok, I'll
There's
never
so much bigger
you.
Things happening in the world for this to be such a big headline.
California was on fire a week ago. Now you're telling me like I should be caring about this app that is totally, you can accomplish the same things on like every other app now. Like the only thing I would say is that TikTok brought a group of people that it bought, like there's not necessarily just content creators, because it feels like on Instagram the only people who are making content are content creators, but on TikTok you would find the random person who just gathered up the confidence to record themselves doing or saying something very stupid, and it was like,
which
this
is cool, which
yeah
is great.
No, it was that community that everyone like enjoyed. But it's not like now that TikTok's gone, where am I gonna find these people? No, they all like still exist, dude. They're just using another app. It's fine.
But it's TikTok back
also,
now.
Yeah,
it's back.
Yeah. Wow. So that was another thing that everyone was like, damn, I'm going to. It's almost like telling everyone, like, yo, I broke up with her.
Yeah.
We're done. We are done.
It was
for.
Less than 24 hours of people being extremely dramatic over an app. Like, your life did not end. It just changed a little bit.
Just literally slightly. That was just slightly. Your flight wasn't canceled. You just got to go to a different gate.
Yeah.
It's really fine. I did see, though, that there are certain people who made, you know, millions off of this, off of TikTok, who created careers off of it. I personally know people who have, you know, are now paying their bills with popularity that they gain on TikTok. But it's not the app itself that was what propelled you to success. It was, unless you got famous for something dumb on TikTok, which happens a lot. But usually it's the work ethic put behind it, the idea behind marketing, the product behind whatever it is. Now you're going to see, unfortunately, a large amount of untalented people who used to be on TikTok for like no reason. Now they're going to have to get jobs in the real world, and God bless them. But look at that. It's back. 24 hours later, it's back. So no need
Not
for all
even.
This.
I believe it was like 12.
Yeah, cool. Although certain things like CapCut. That's when they're like, nah, can't use that anymore. Which, like,
at all? It's not back?
I don't know. Like, from what I've heard, and this sucks because I have a friend who just, like, found out the wonders of CapCut and was like, this is going to make editing super efficient. And then America's
you
like,
know what's
not anymore.
So sad? I yeah. believe my Miami Heat Media Day yeah. videos, I was editing them on CapCut.
CapCut. They're gone.
And I just never released it.
You see?
I'm going to just start throwing things out there. I'm going to be TikTok famous. Watch.
There you go. Well,
I'm gonna use all my old videos.
Yes.
Wish.
There you go.
And I'm gonna throw them out there.
Just get the content
just
out.
Sitting
baby.
On my phone, you know.
Yeah. Just pump the content out, JP.
Don't think. Just hit
it.
Out. Just hit it.
Just it's just very publish. Time consuming, publish. And publish. That's something I will give to them. You know.
I don't know anything.
A lot of time.
Don't think.
I don't like
just
being on my
publish.
Phone for that long.
Dan, that's horrible advice. That's not good
what
advice.
What did he say?
He said, don't think, just publish. Just, if there's one thing I know, don't review any of it. Just publish it and get it out there. No, don't do that.
The worse of an idea it seems, the better it'll be for you.
I don't think that's accurate. No.
Now, what's the latest with this whole TikTok ban? Trump says he most likely will give a 90-day extension to avoid ban.
There you go.
There's people who have offered to purchase it. Elon Musk has offered to purchase it. Mr. Beast has offered to purchase it. I saw one of the sharks. I don't
the
know
the Shark
name.
Tank guy, right?
The Shark Tank guy was going to purchase it for quite a lot of money.
Billions.
It's honestly, one of the worldwide, yeah. one of the top apps and like most used apps in the world.
Yes, absolutely. It is really because. I mean, it is the youth, if you think about it. Like, there is a demographic of people that use Facebook. They're usually conspiracy theorists and old people. There's a demographic of people who use Instagram. It's usually narcissistic people and women.
Okay.
And thirsty men.
I'm so sorry. Wait, what?
I'm sorry. Narcissistic people, women, and...
That use Instagram.
Yes. And thirsty men.
Don't you post a lot on Instagram?
Absolutely. I'm the first one. So it's you're either a person who is talking about yourself, advertising yourself, or wants to post pictures because you want praise from someone. You fall under the narcissistic category. You're a woman. And you like pictures and like tips and ideas and communicating with other women, and you feel safe within this space to do so. Or you're a thirsty man and you love all the thirst traps.
All the above.
That's all the above for Mr. Day.
Remember when Snapchat, I was literally told one time, Snapchat will make text messaging obsolete. Yeah. I was told that.
Exactly. Exactly, dude. Snapchat now, if you have a Snapchat, you're hiding something, dude.
I don't know the password.
100%.
You are hiding something or you're horny. You are horny. I am watching all of you. These are what the social
media
says.
Why are you on Snapchat, huh?
Yeah, come on. Like, honestly, why are you on Snapchat? That's like why do you have a Tinder? Well, what do you mean, why do I have it? I know why you have a Tinder, sir. You're horny. You're up to no good. But, you know, there's a demographic of people who use various social media platforms. But I think the one that kind of took everyone by storm was this TikTok thing, because it got the young kids on it. The young kids aren't on Facebook. The young kids aren't on Instagram. And then it got the old people and the weirdos and then everyone who's curious. And then this whole 2020 pandemic, everyone got on TikTok around that time. So there was an event that occurred. Don't you want me laughing? Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
I like the people that just do diatribes on TikTok. Like, hey, I'm here waiting to pick up somebody, and you know what's wrong with this country?
Exactly, right?
McDonald's doesn't give you enough sauce whenever you ask for sauce.
Well, listen here, brother. What's your TikTok? Because I will follow you. That is stuff that I am worried about. That is the things that I'm worried about. But whether or not TikTok survives, I don't care. I don't value any social media platform more than I do simply going outside and actually doing things. But I will say, whatever community people are searching for within TikTok, you know, if you went outside and talked to people, you'd have a good time too, I promise. You'll be fine whether or not TikTok is alive. Just go talk to your local human. That's my advice for the day, everyone. Let TikTok die and let love win.
Marcos.
You know, just trying to spread the gospel here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. When we come back, we will end Mondays the only way we know how to end Mondays, J-Fig. And what is that?
With the trivia?
You know what? Normally that would be the answer. That's my fault. Hey, you know what? Let me go ahead and say that's false start on me. Normally that is what I'd set you up for, trivia, because we haven't played any games today. Your boy's been a serious Sally all day.
The Sally sauce was pretty low today.
It was indeed. You know, it's a sports filled Monday. I'm gonna be gone for a week. I wanted people to hear that.
So you're not gonna be on air tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You are a fraud.
Tomorrow. Oh, look at that. We got to go to break. I'm so sorry. When we come back, it will be all right. Oh, no. On the Tobin and Leroy.
You're an oh, no.
Yeah, this is serious NFL music. I like it. This is good stuff. Welcome back in to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final segment of the hour. Final segment here before Frog Boy heads on over to Baltimore. So I'll be gone the rest of the week. Tobin and Leroy will be back tomorrow at full strength. J-Fig will be there. Catch all of us. Vlad will be in the producer seat. Happy birthday one more time to Vlad. Happy birthday.
All right.
I want to go ahead and start with my oh no. Usually we start with all right. There's something that I saw that I'm not sure if it was interpreted correctly. I'm still trying to figure this out, Dan. Did you catch when the Texans, I believe he's a corner if I'm not mistaken, Chris Boyd, pushed his coach, right? Now, this comes following or in the middle of a very heated confrontation, obviously, between the Chiefs. The problem is a lot of people see that this special teams coach was pushed by Chris Boyd, and they see an aggressive act that, unfortunately, I feel may have been interpreted incorrectly. Of course, he was aggressive and angry. This was after a long kickoff return had been given up. He went ahead and expressed himself in a way that we saw Travis Kelce and Andy Reid kind of go back and forth at it. Travis Kelce was violently yelling at Andy Reid and was commended as being passionate for his actions. Other than me, I was the only one who called him out because, you know, I have a vendetta against those bastards. When will they lose? But unfortunately, this was not met the same way, as Texans cornerback Chris Boyd has been sent numerous racist DMs following his confrontation of the special teams coach. That gets my oh no. The minute that you begin to make it not about football is when you have crossed the line. Unfortunately, Chris was forced to release on his social media, on his Instagram, saying, this is just unfortunate to see. The world is wicked, but I'll be the example to still shine love and light no matter the circumstance. Adapt the ways of the spirit in Christ, not the flesh. Now, another thing that he had mentioned was that this has been every second since last night up to today. Not looking for sincerity, God got me. As you can imagine, people are going to be upset, of course. But to send racist messages every second of the day, that's not going to solve anything, bro. His race has nothing to do with why he acted the way that he did. It was a passionate moment amongst football players. There should be no reason why Travis Kelce gets commended for being passionate and this guy gets racist DMs. For that, fans, whoever sent him those DMs, you get my oh no.
Oh no!
My all right, very, very easily, has to be Khalil Ware.
All right.
Bam Adebayo.
All right.
Finally getting playing time together. Stubborn Spo all season. Look, I didn't want to say this, but J-Fig was calling Spo washed. I didn't want to say anything, but she was like, this
guy. Are you trying to put in my mouth? I never said any of that.
No, I think you did. I'm almost positive.
No,
I may be
I
paraphrasing.
I want you to present some receipts because I never said anything.
That's right.
About.
I'll have the receipts tomorrow. You just ask for the receipts and they will appear out of nowhere. But yeah, Spo all season has been a little know-it-all, thinking that he knows best. Which he probably does because he is a basketball genius and much more credited than I am. But nonetheless, he finally gave us the opportunity we've been waiting on. And boy, oh boy, did it pay off. Potentially the lineup of the future. We have Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson, Bam at the four, Khalil Ware at the five. So with that being said, it's a new era for the Miami Heat. Spo finally loosening the leash gets my all right.
All right.
Figgy, what do you have for all right and oh no?
I actually want Dan to go first because
Dan?
Serious business.
Yeah. Serious business, Dan.
No problem. I'll follow your lead. We'll first go with the oh no. Miami Hurricanes basketball in general. The women lost their sixth in a row this past weekend.
Oh, no.
The men
lost
their seventh in a row this past weekend.
Oh, no!
And they weren't very close. And the women lost to FSU rivalry. The men SMU. And I'm not even going to tell you the score because it's large. Things are not pretty when it comes
to basketball. We have the Cavenders still.
Yeah, it has not helped over that six-game losing streak. But hopefully
we got a quarterback, though.
Carson Beck.
That's rough. I love Canes basketball, Katie Meyer, and I know, unfortunately, our boy recently retired.
Well, Katie Meyer also retired. Well, she took a personnel job at the athletic program, so it's new coach.
So new coach for both
yeah.
of the teams, and unfortunately, it's not something that we're used to, and it is not going well.
Mm.
It is not going well.
It's my all right. All the birthdays on this January 20th. Celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Yes.
Celebrating Tyler Hero's
birthday. Birthday's on the
15th, though. But today we're celebrating it.
Correct.
Martin Luther King, Tyler Hero. Can't forget about Liam Eichenberg.
Liam Eichenberg. Mm. I think we can forget about Liam Eichenberg. I don't want to put him in the same category.
And last but definitely not least, our very own Vladimir Louisson celebrating his birthday. He will be here tomorrow. He's taking the day off. I gave him some flack for taking a day off, and then I realized it was his birthday, and I said, okay, you're good.
He works so hard.
So you're telling me Martin Luther King Day and his birthday wasn't enough to get the nod from Dan? That is rough. That is rough,
Bro,
dude.
Stop trying to
that
stir the
pot. Rough, Dan. It is never enough for Vlad to get a day off. Vlad, I love you, buddy, so much. You can work for me the rest of the week. How about that?
All right.
How about that, dude? That is how much. Also, other notable birthdays: Rainn Wilson.
All right.
Yep.
Evan Peters.
Okay.
Yeah, we mentioned Stacey Dash earlier.
Yeah,
still got to show you Stacey Dash. Man, still got to show you crazy lady, she's a looker. Figgy, please, let's get down to some serious business.
Well,
all right, enough of that. All right, guys, it's been a good
show. This week, Marcos, be quiet, okay? This week we have the return of Team Lava, but this time it is 2.0, and that is my all right. Okay,
all right.
We're gonna do it big this year. Okay,
please.
We got a new and improved team because my oh no goes to Marcos because
how
dare you miss out and be on vacation while your team is out trying to go for the gold. Okay?
Wow. I wouldn't call it a vacation.
You have the audacity.
Wow. So I wouldn't call it going for the gold either.
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, we're going for the gold, okay?
That is.
You saw that trophy last year.
Are you this angry at Drew Smith for not being available? Because, you
Stop
know, this is.
Stop trying to throw him under the.
This is just egregious activity. If there's anything I would want to be present for, it would be Team Lava getting ready to redeem themselves. But this is what I'm hoping is going to happen. Team Lava has a successful, but not too successful, second run at this tournament. So that year three, baby, I come
in.
No,
you're
like,
not going to be invited. You're not going to be invited because you missed out on this one. Okay.
Right.
And I have some insight news. I think those bigs that were on the
yes, roster, the 7-footers. Yes,
they will not. They will not.
Whoa!
Be taking court.
That is right. We will have no longer have any ringers because, geez, I felt like I was going
to get have a chance.
We have a chance to potentially compete in a game. I'm not going to say we're going to win, but we can.
Marcos, you cannot say we because you're not a part of it. So
so when someone gets injured, then they're not a part of the team? Oh, okay.
No.
You have to leave the team for a family or personal reason,
right? Oh no, but apparently that's not good enough. That is not good enough. You know what?
Put your life on hold.
I am the lava. Well, it has been a wonderful. I want to give myself an all right for staying on clock too.
All right.
That is like, come on. That is, we've never been this on clock. But with that being said, Hawk and Crowder coming up next. I'm not sure who's there. I see Jimmy. I see Solana. I'm not sure who else is going to be a part of that entire debauchery. But at the very least, I want to thank you for listening while Dan Day held things down. Thank you, JFig, for working on a day that you could have been off.